is it harder to get people involved nowadays? It's not everyone can maybe afford the time or the money to go or to donate sometimes.
Yes, I suppose our big challenge is more to try and get people just to be aware of what goes on. You know, I mean, Sister Ethel is one missionary doing an awful lot of work throughout the world, but it's just getting that awareness out. Our projects aren't huge projects, so we don't need a huge, large workforce to go out with us. We're fairly strategic in who we ask to come along with us, and if people want to come, we welcome them as well. But we don't like to bring big groups out. We like to bring manageable groups out so we can achieve whatever project we want to do, and it's very focused.
Okay, you're back just since the end of January, so what happened this time around?
Well, this time around, again, we brought 16 people out. We had this job to do. It was a refurbishment of a building. That was a food distribution building, as I said earlier on. But parallel with that, we also decided at a trust that we maybe like to start introducing maybe some of the second level students to give them an opportunity if there was a facility there for them to come with us just to get exposure to what's going on. And we're fortunate we had Father Donough O'Mara, who's the chaplain in Killaloe and who has come out a number of years and is a great friend of Sister Ethel. He actually spent a year out there with her supporting the community in Missionville. So he brought two students from Killaloe, and we had two students from Flannans as well, Tiernan and Cian.
Okay, and Tiernan and Cian are with us. Tiernan McDermott and Cian Moran, and you're both very welcome to the programme also. I'll start with you, Tiernan. How was Missionville?
Well, it was very different, to say the least. Like, you know, when you go out there and you turn into the township for the first time, you see the total and utter poverty they're living in, and just, you realise that everything we take for granted is just, it's just not there, you know. Clean water, you know, they share like 17 taps between 100,000 people over there, like, and we have how many taps in our houses, things like that, just, they really shake you, you know. And
that's a good point, actually, to think about that, what we do have right now. How did it come to be that you got to go, you and Cian were the chosen ones?
Well, my dad had been over there before, and I'd heard a lot about it, and I'd heard a lot about Sister Ethel, and she finally came back there maybe a year or two ago, and I met her, and you know when she comes over, and she always puts her hands around you and she gives you a big hug, like, and you know, you feel something special about her. And you know, that was when I wanted to go over and help, and I saw the DVD, and I just had my mindset that I wanted to go over and give
a
help.
You wanted to go, and you're pleased you went.
Yeah.
Cian, I'll come back to you in a moment, Tiernan, but Cian, what were your impressions going? Were you frightened about going to somewhere like this?
First of all, I was quite frightened because I'd never really been that far away from home. But when it's fantastic to go over and actually do something like that, you know, I'm very lucky to have been able to help people the way I have. At such a young age as well, and hopefully I'll be able to do that.
How old are you, Cian?
Again, I'm 16.
Okay, sorry, just good to remind the listeners, because you're talking with wisdom beyond your years there as well, but it's made a big difference to you. Was it what you expected, or what did you expect going out there?
Well, I'd seen the DVD, so I had some idea of the conditions over there, but really when you're there and you see it for yourself, it's just absolutely shocking, really. You just can't put it into words, really. You have to go and see it for yourself, really, for it to really sink in, do you know what I mean?
How different is it to life in Ennis?
Because, like, the people, they really have nothing. They're thrown onto this land, and they're making their houses out of scraps of metal and wood, and they're struggling for food. Like, most of the people are lucky if they get one meal a day, and, like, we take all this stuff for granted back here, do you know what I mean?
Okay. You fundraised to go along. Cian, tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, I did. Myself and my dad, we organised a sponsored swim. So we got our friends and people interested, people that could swim, to go and get sponsorship. And that's how we managed to get the money.
Okay, and you got there to help out as part of this group. Tiernan, tell me about the work you did then while you were there. Were you put to work? You wasn't just looking around?
Oh, yeah, I know. There's no sitting around. Yeah, it was very labour intensive. We did a bit of everything, you know. Our first main project was to go out with the caregivers, and they're doing a new project over there where they're planting gardens for the different people of the township. So their aim is to have 50 gardens planted by June. So basically we went round, we dug up the grounds. Well, we sussed out which houses or which shacks we were going to build them first. So after we'd done that, we picked the few that we were going to do. We dug up the ground, we put down the seed, and then that was it. So we also went around, we did painting, we helped do a bit of tiling for the
right.
And we painted racking, cleaned the racking so it'd be clean and tidy so they could actually use it to store food. And
you've come home as very handy men, I'd say, at this,
yeah,
at this stage.
A lot now, yeah.
Cian, can I ask you, did you get to interact with the people? What did you think of them?
Oh yeah, we got loads of opportunities to interact with the people. They're caregivers employed by the centre, and they're just regular people from the township that were trained by Sister Ethel,